This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Minnesota Congressman John Klein, a Republican representing the Gopher State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Education and Labor Committee. And it's in that role that we want to get his thoughts today as we get closer to congressional consideration of the Employee Free Choice Act, which is a very controversial move that would make it easier for workers to organize. Opponents, though, say it means the unions are controlling workers and takes away a free ballot and the option for workers to refuse to organize. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be with you, Greg.
What is the status of this legislation and where do you stand on it?
Well, the legislation has been introduced in both the United States House and the Senate. It is popularly called the Card Check Bill. The real title, if you will, is the Employee Free Choice Act, which I think is one of the great misnomers of all time, because what it does, in effect, is completely deny the privacy and security of a secret ballot to workers who are considering whether or not to form a union. And so where do I stand on it? I am vehemently opposed to it. It is absolutely unfair to employers and employees alike. It's interesting that while it had more than enough co-sponsors in the House to pass, it has not come to the floor. And in the United States Senate, it's been interesting to watch as it has continually and sort of steadily lost support until it's the point now where it's going to be very, very difficult for supporters of this really bad legislation to get it through the cloture process.
And just before talking to you, Congressman, I went on the website of the AFL-CIO, and obviously they're in favor of this legislation. They say that this is necessary for workers to organize because it helps to create prosperity because unionized workers make more money, have better benefits, and so forth. They also say that the legislation calls for the option of either majority sign-up or a secret ballot. How do you respond to their arguments in favor of the bill?
It's interesting. When we introduced the counter to this legislation, something called the Secret Ballot Protection Act, my colleagues in the House, Buck McKeon and Tom Price, joined with me, and in the Senate, it was Senator Jim DeMint to introduce this counter legislation. And at that press conference, one of the reporters posed the situation that you just said, that actually if we passed the Employee Free Choice Act, the Card Check bill, and denied the secret ballot, that would in effect be good for the economy. And I'll never forget, Jim DeMint stood there at the lectern and looked out there, and he said, I simply cannot imagine a single lucid economist saying that this would be good for the economy, and particularly not now where we're striving mightily to try to restore jobs. This, in fact, by independent study shows that you would lose an additional 600,000 or more jobs with the passage of this. So that's not a good idea. And the notion that this preserves a secret ballot is just disingenuous at best. It's just simply not true. What proponents of the bill will say, and I've debated a couple of them on different times on television, is that, well, under the current policy, it's the employer who has the right to call for a secret ballot. All this does is give the rights to the employees. That's simply not true. Under current law, once you get over 50% of employees to sign a petition or sign a card, then you start to talk, the organizers and the employers, and the employers can say, look, let's turn this over to the National Labor Relations Board so they can conduct a secret ballot and protect workers, and we'll know where workers really stand on this. Under the Employee Free Choice Act, once you get to 50% plus one, the National Labor Relations Board must recognize the union. The employees cannot then say, oh, no, I'm sorry, what we want is a secret ballot. They cannot do that. That is expressly forbidden in this new law. So it's just disingenuous to say that this actually protects the secret ballot. It's not true.
Just to follow up on a couple of points here, Congressman, number one, you mentioned your previous comments as well as the comments of Senator DeMint about how this type of legislation would not be helpful to the economy. Explain in a little more detail how you believe it would be hurtful as we try to dig out of this recession.
My very strong view that the way to get out of recession is for more and more people to go to work. You need to create jobs. In fact, we had a fundamental difference. The Republicans in the House, particularly, and the Democrats in the House, had a different idea on what to do to stimulate the economy and get out of the recession. And simply put, the Democrats' view, President Obama's view, was you just get the government to grow a lot larger and spend a whole lot more money. And the Republicans' view was, let's cut taxes, essentially a 20% tax cut on small businesses so that they have the capital they need to buy equipment, which would help produce jobs, or literally to hire employees. The way to come out of recession is to let American business be in the position, particularly small businesses, where they can step up and hire. When you make it easier to unionize and you're intimidating workers, as I said, there are outside studies that show that not only does that not add jobs, it will actually cost us jobs.
Congressman, there's another issue here I know as well beyond the actual card check and secret ballot issue, and that's that if this is approved, any type of collective bargaining session that reaches a stalemate, there will be orders from the federal government as a mediator in simply imposing the terms of a resolution. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right. This thing calls for binding arbitration if you don't essentially reach a contract within the first 120 days. And that's not fair to either the employer or the employees. And it poses a moral hazard because it provides an incentive to one side or the other, I would argue particularly to the union side, to not bargain in good faith. In other words, you make outrageous claims knowing that you're really not going to reach an agreement, but that'll be the basis on which the arbitration judge makes a determination. I don't think that the employees, the workers, or the employers should have the conditions of employment determined in such a manner by an arbitration judge. So that's another poor piece of this legislation. There is a third piece that particularly the employers are very, very upset about because it tilts the playing field. It puts punishments in for if an employer does anything that is untoward during this process, they can be heavily penalized, but it does nothing for the unions. There are lots of reasons not to like this, but I think that the core of it is that it is completely unfair to America's workers to take away the secret ballot when they're deciding whether or not they want to be part of a union.
Congressman, unfortunately, that has to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for your time and your insight today.
My pleasure.
Minnesota Congressman John Klein, Republican from his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the Education and Labor Committee in the House. This is Dateline Washington.